This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lima, are you ready to go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline?
Born ready.
We got ourselves a hell. By the way, there are 8 minutes left. 8 minutes to go until we ring the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange. That's right. Odyssey. No, 7 minutes away. We are 7 minutes away from the opening bell. So that's going to be a hell of a treat. But here we have a hell of a treat. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And we welcome in the all-time leader in wins at John Carroll University for men's soccer as a coach. We welcome in a champion with the Cleveland Crunch. We welcome in Hector Marinaro. Hector, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you today? Thanks for having me.
We are doing sensational here. So you just set the record for men's wins with men's soccer for wins at John Carroll University, correct?
Correct.
What were your emotions going through the moment?
You know what? It's a tremendous accomplishment, something I'm very proud of. You know, Dale Maldonovich, who's my assistant coach and has been with me for 15 years, the two of us have really, you know, we paid our dues early on when we took over, and, you know, to be here 15 years later and have the all-time wins record together is something special.
Yeah, I want to ask about that. How hard something like that is to get to the point where you guys have been able to grow and sustain a program like that in an area like this.
You know what? It's quite honestly, it took us a couple of years to figure things out. Dayon, when I hired him, he was 21 years old. He had just finished his senior year there, and myself, you know, I just finished playing. My playing career, and had never really coached at a high level. So it took us a little while to figure things out, but, you know, the last 7, 8, 9 years have been really good, and we've really developed a program that's been very solid. And last night we wrapped up our third straight OAC championship regular season, and, you know, the quality of players we're bringing in just keep getting better and better, and that's a tribute to the school, the program, and kind of where we're at right now.
So you never been – had you ever been a head coach anywhere before? You said you'd never been a coach at a high level before.
No, never. I finished playing in 2004, yeah. And, you know, I was player assistant coach with the Crunch right towards the end, but never coached at a high level, coached, you know, club soccer. But, yeah, it was kind of John Carroll, the head coaching position was my first head coaching position.
So were you trepidatious when they offered you that job? Was it something that they reached out to you? Did you reach out to them? How did this go?
Well, Ellie Casamani, some of you guys remember, an old Force player that had a great career with the Cleveland Force. He was the head coach at John Carroll University before me, mm-hmm. And he had left to go to Cleveland State Division I. And you know, they had reached out to me, and he kind of put my name out there for the position, and really helped me get the position at John Carroll. And kind of the way it came about, I really, really didn't have any dreams of, you know, coaching college and stuff. It just kind of happened. And you know, being an ex-professional player, like how hard can this be, right? We'll figure it out, and we'll go on, and then. first season, we started out 0-7, and I'm like, holy crap, what did I get myself into? So it was, like I said, the first couple of years were, you know, were tough going. We actually won the conference in our second year, but then went on a little dry spell there. But like I said, it was, at the end of the day, it's been 15 great years. Both my kids got to go to John Carroll University. My son played for me for 4 years. He was my GA for 2 years. So it's just been way better than I ever dreamed of.
Hector Marinaro joining us on the show. I'm going to ask you about the crunch and some other things here in a bit. But I really am. That's fascinating to me because I think there's a lot of ex-pro athletes who are like, oh, how hard could it be? And they really make an ass of themselves. And you've created something really special. I mean, you really have there. What was the biggest thing you learned in the 15 years you've been a head coach now?
Well, the biggest difference from being a player to the coach, I feel, you know, when I was a player, pretty much everybody loved me. I was scoring a lot of goals and, you know, everybody thought I was awesome. And then you become a head coach and all of a sudden players hate you. You're not playing them. And, you know, but it comes with the territory. Mike Moran, a lot of you guys know, the legendary basketball coach at John Carroll University. Once he said to me, he goes, Coach, he goes, don't even worry about it. He goes, 10% of the players are going to love you, 10% are going to hate you, and the other 80% couldn't care less. So it's a different vibe. You know, I feel my position as head coach is to put my players in the best position to be successful. And, you know, if I don't feel a day on and I don't feel they're 100% ready to step on the field, and we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that, you know. So, you know, I always hear parents say, coach doesn't like my kid. Well, if I didn't like your kid, he wouldn't be on the team, first of all. And, you know, we just want to put him in the best position to be successful.
Hector Marinaro joining us on the show. I'll let Lima ask some, I promise, but I do have a follow-up here. So what was the transition? What did you think of coaches as a player and then going to a coach? What was the biggest thing you understood then? When you, like, you look back as a player and go, I didn't realize that as a player, and now I know this as a coach.
Yeah, it's funny. When you're playing, you just, you know, you just think the coach is there just to, you know, put the lineup on the field. But there's a lot of work that goes into coaching. A lot of, you know, as a player, you just show up to practice and you do what they tell you to do, and then you go play the game, and that's it. Now you get to the coaching aspect, and there's recruiting, and there's you know, watching game film and setting game plans, setting practice plans. And I, you know, the coaching aspect is 1,000% a lot harder than the playing aspect, that's for sure. And you know, you see these coaches you know, grinding, watching video, and you know, it really never stops. I see all the coaches at John Carroll, you know, in their offices daily, you know, all day long, and just doing everything they can to prepare their teams to get ready. And that's the biggest difference, I think. You know, people don't realize all the work that coaches do behind the scenes. And, you know, I'm blessed to have Dejan Mladenovic. I think you guys know him as Dejan from Parma, or Decky from Parma.
I believe, and we do, yes.
Yeah. So he's a big fan of your guys' show, and I listen to you guys every day on my way to work, and we appreciate what you guys do for the city as well.
So how cool is it knowing that, you know, indoor soccer, which was so huge here, I can't stress enough to some of our younger listeners how big of a deal. You could put it right up there in terms of it was getting major television. It was nationally televised, locally televised. Sold-out crowds when they were the Force. Then the Crunch, those teams that you were on, the championship teams. How cool is it to see that there's been a group here locally attempted to bring it back, and that namesake is back?
You know, for me personally, you know, I think it's a great thing. I hated when the Cleveland Crunch was bought and then they took the name back to the Force. You know, the Cleveland Crunch brand is the team that won 3 championships. And, you know, we did a lot of great things in the 90s, and you know, I really felt like we were the team of the 90s. And, you know, it was one of the reasons I stayed in this city is because it's such a great town. It's such a great sports town. Love living here. Love being, you know, my wife's from here. My kids are born here. And even though I was born and raised in Toronto, Canada, this is my home. It's such a great sports city. And the thing I love about the Crunch coming back is that there's going to be a whole bunch of new local players that are going to get an opportunity to play for the Cleveland Crunch and, you know, experience some of the things I did. And, you know, it wasn't recognized as one of the biggest sports in, you know, in the country and all that stuff. But, you know, for me, it was a real sense of pride to win championships and bring championships to Cleveland. And, you know, we had some great teams and we had a lot of fun. And, you know, I have people still to this day that come up to me and say, hey, I was at the championship game and so glad the Crunch is coming back. And there's still a lot of indoor soccer fans out there that would like to bring it to the next generation as well.
Could you maybe relive some of those old memories, take people through what it was like being on those teams and just how crazy the town was? I know that we think of the Cavs, Indians, Browns, but the sold out crowds, it really was an electric atmosphere. You guys would lead the local sports on many nights. I remember I've talked to Jeff Phelps about that when he was over at 43. How many nights the Crunch were the lead story over the Indians, the Cavs, the Browns?
Yeah, you know what? Like I said, it was, you know, when people love a winner, right? And, you know, that's why everybody was so excited and when the Cavs won the championship. And, you know, I'm a huge Indians fan, Browns, Cavs, everything to do with Cleveland. I'm a huge fan, sports fan. And I hate it when the Browns are doing bad or the Indians are doing bad. And, you know, it's because this city deserves champions, and it's so unfortunate that, you know, there's only been one, you know, since 2016 NBA championship. And I'm so excited now that the Browns are good and exciting, and so looking forward to this year because I'm a Cleveland sports fan. But for us in the 90s, I mean, you know, quite honestly, I was living like the rock star lifestyle. It was without the money, but
you're saying there were groupies, Hector. It's okay. There were groupies. There were indoor soccer groupies.
I think every sport in the world had those, you know, so it happened. But, we would go out to restaurants and people would come up and ask for autographs, and, you know, it was a lot of fun. And like I said, this city is so sports crazy, and, you know, we were winning and we were having fun, and, you know, the players were accessible. Otto, Zoran, Tommy Canner, Tim Tima. I mean, all those guys were accessible. People would come up to us and we'd actually stop and talk to them, right? And we'd talk about games. And I think that was the thing that endeared us to the fans. And, you know, after games, we were up in the concourse signing autographs and talking to the fans. And, you know, we appreciated, you know, the people that paid their money to come watch us, because we were getting to kick a soccer ball to make a living, and, you know, we appreciated that.
Hector Marinaro joining us on the show. By the way, we did recognize your comments. We thank you very, very much for what you said about us. We do appreciate that, Coach. I got to ask you a couple more. You just mentioned the rockstar lifestyle. What was your favorite road city back in the day?
Oh, it's got to be San Diego.
All without a doubt.
Yeah, the San Diego Soccers back then were the powerhouse, you know, and you know, I'm a huge golfer, so we played out there a few times in the playoffs, and we got to play Torrey Pines out there. And, you know, what's not to love about San Diego? You practice in the morning, go to the beach in the afternoon, and you know, enjoy the rest of your day. So, especially when you're coming from Cleveland in January, February, and you go to San Diego, it's nice to see a little warmth. And like I said, I wouldn't trade this city for anything. You know, nice to go to San Diego for a couple of days, but this by far is the best sports city around.
How does somebody from Canada, how do you become the type of soccer player that you are?
You know, quite honestly, my dad played professionally. Uh-huh. So I kind of grew up with the sport. My parents immigrated from Argentina. My dad played professionally in Argentina, Central America, Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, and retired in Canada. And so I was born there. So, you know, from the time I was born, it was always with a soccer ball. And quite honestly, my first love was hockey. You know, growing up in Canada, in Toronto, you're a Toronto Maple Leafs fan as soon as you step on, you know, as soon as you come out. And I played hockey my entire youth, and I played soccer. You know, I played hockey in the wintertime and soccer in the summertime. And I really think that's kind of what translated into the indoor game for me, is playing with the boards. And, you know, I grew up, like I said, playing hockey, familiar with the boards. And but my dad, you know, coached us, my brother and I. My brother played, you know, professionally as well, the goalkeeper. And, you know, he's been the head coach at Kent State University for 23 years now. My dad coached professionally, so I guess we're kind of in the family business is soccer for the Marineros.
That's incredible. That is really incredible. Because I was about to ask you what the difference is between indoor and outdoor, and you're like, well, the board, like you just mentioned the boards.
Yeah.
Like, and you as a you loved hockey. That obviously helps out a lot. This is so cool. Hector, I wish we had more time. We do got to go. We congratulate you on setting the record. Follow this man on Twitter. One of the great Cleveland athletes, Hector Marinaro. You can find him on Twitter. He is there, HMarinaro21. Cleveland Cruncher back, paying attention to JCU. Hector, we thank you so much for the time. Don't be a stranger, my friend.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you having me on, and you guys continue doing what you're doing. Love listening to you every day.
Thank you very, very much. Hector Marinaro joining us on the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.